every Monday at this time, we are going to feature a Michigan made product. We're calling it Made in Michigan Mondays, and I put the call out. I sent a group email around here at the radio station, and I said, hey, do you have any ideas of Michigan companies that we can feature on Made in Michigan Mondays? And one of the very first ones that I got was Michigan Mittens. I love their mittens, and so that's why we have Connie Honey on the line with us right now. Connie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, along with Lisa Angelilli. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
So, Connie, let's start with you. Tell us the story of Michigan Mittens.
Okay, well, it started back in 2007. My husband and I were driving back from our little cabin up in the UP, and I just said to him, I couldn't believe that nobody had made mittens with maps of Michigan on them since we are the mitten state. And he just loved the idea, and so we just started developing them, and then I met Lisa in, what was it, 2000, it's been about 5 years, and yeah. She helped me to further develop the product and make it really awesome, and it's just been growing ever since.
It has indeed. Are either of you knitters? Did you say let's start knitting and crocheting as many mittens as we can?
Well, that's funny. This is Lisa. Yeah. I do knit, and that's what attracted me to the product when Connie walked into our business. And I said, I love mittens. I love knit. And she told me her idea, and she said, you want to become partners? And that's what we did. We became partners. However, we do not hand knit all of our mittens.
But they are made in the USA, and that's important to you guys, isn't it?
Very much, yes. They're 100% made in the USA. They're just knitted on machines, not by little hands. They are hand sewn, though, at the top, and then we do all the printing by hand in our factory in Pontiac, and then we, do all the packaging ourselves and hire local people in our community to do all that. We've worked with a mom with a son who has special needs. Both Lisa and I are moms of special needs children, so we all we understand that aspect of it and how important it is to work in a local community and help each other out.
This started with something as simple as holding out your hand and saying there ought to be a mitten that illustrates the map of Michigan, but this has grown into other products too, hasn't it?
Yes, we do. Actually, most all of our products revolve around maps and Michigan. So our slogan is always have a map on hand, which Connie's husband, Erish, kind of came up with, and it was so appropriate. So all of our products kind of lead back to that, always having a map on hand, whether it's on the oven mitts that we carry or the baby blankets that we make. So everything is just about having a handy map. Yeah, I mean, we offer tea towels with maps on them, really cute aprons that seem very vintage and kind of take you back. Everything is actually very nostalgic, too. So, memories of baking cookies in the kitchen with grandma, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it makes you feel good.
It really does. And you have recently been recognized nationally for Michigan Mittens. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we were contacted by somebody from the White House back in June inviting us to represent the state of Michigan at the Made in America product showcase. We were just floored and very honored at the opportunity to, for our little business to be selected out of all the great businesses that are here in this state. They selected us to represent Michigan at the White House. So we went in July and had a great time and got to meet the president and many people on the staff and many people in Congress. So it was a great honor.
What do you suppose it is about Michigan products that people in Michigan just love to embrace everything about this state? I only know about Michigan because I've only lived in Michigan. I don't necessarily feel like other states, though, embrace their statehood the way that Michigan does. Why do you think it is?
Well, I think, for one, we are the Motor City here in the Detroit area, and I do think Michigan people are very proud of American-made products. Growing up in White Lake, Michigan here, my dad's an immigrant from Italy, and when I was a little girl, everything had to be purchased American-made, whether it be a sweater, food, it didn't matter. So I think that's true for so many people in our area. It's just very common to have that American-made spirit. So I think Michigan people just love Michigan and love American-made products.
No doubt about it. You've got some great products, starting with the mittens, but branching out into baby clothes and other things. And the I like this. Did you guys design this, the Old Made in Michigan playing card game?
Yes, we did. As a matter of fact, that was just a project we wanted to start to have some cool kind of kids part to our product line. And we had a homeless gentleman that we used to help out all the time, and he is an artist. And he was walking around the streets of Pontiac and kind of stumbled into our business. And we used to give him freelance artwork. So we commissioned him and paid him to design all these unique characters. And I'm a graphic designer, and I pulled it all together and put it in the computer because he only draws by hand. So we've helped to get David Smith, is his name, into a home, and we give him part of the proceeds to all the Old Maid cards that are sold. So it's a great project. And those are 100% made in Michigan as well, even the printing and the carton making. So everything about that project is amazing.
And it's a great learning tool, too, for small children learning about our state. There's a lot to learn just by playing that game.
What a great story.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, each character represents something in Michigan.
That's fantastic. What a great story. What a great company, Michigan Mittens. What's on the horizon for you folks? You've grown pretty steadily since this all started back in 2007. What are your hopes and dreams and aspirations for the future?
Well, we're developing new products still, and as a matter of fact, we're about to launch a new product. We'll give you the little scoop on this one. We have our mittens, our original mittens are made from 100% acrylic, and we call them a functional novelty because they're not super warm. They're more about people pointing to their hand to show where they're from. They'll keep you warm, but they're just not for sub-zero temperatures. So we did create what we call our superior mittens that have a wool outer shell and an acrylic liner, and those are super, super warm. And we do donate a portion of the proceeds or the profits from those mittens to the Superior Watershed up in Marquette that helps to clean up the Great Lakes. So this season, and we're just getting ready to launch that, is a Superior watch cap that matches our Superior mittens. So it's a wool beanie. And it's going to be very, very cool and very, very warm for our Michigan winters.
That is outstanding. Michigan Mittens, they're based in Pontiac. It's our Made in Michigan Monday feature for this week. How can people connect with you, purchase mittens from you? Where do they find you on the Internet?
Yeah, at MichiganMittens.com. And we're also going to offer, just for this great day today, Mitten Mondays, or one, just Mitten Mondays singular, and that'll give anybody a 20% discount site-wide.
Awesome. Mitten Monday, that's your code to get a discount. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for what you do, and I really look forward to following the progress of this great Michigan company, Michigan Mittens. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.